glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near.
Welcome to Mark and Friends on the National Day of Prayer. It's Thursday, May 5th. Well, the theme for this year's National Day of Prayer is a call to praise and prayer. The scripture that it's based around this year is Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Exalt the Lord who has established us. The theme is set against the backdrop of an inspiring painting created exclusively for the National Day of Prayer. The image illustrates God's people joining his angels and exalting him as we pray because he is God Almighty. We have bold access to his throne and passionate confidence as we pray because he has established us in this nation and is working in the heavenlies to accomplish all that he's purposed as we pray for America. By the way, you may want to see the image that they have. You can download and share the image of this painting for this year's National Day of Prayer by going to nationaldayofprayer.org.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy help and salvation. All ye who hear, now to
Mark and Friends from Great News Media with Tim Nelson here on Thursday. As God's child, you can boldly come before your Father, trusting him to accomplish all you need and all you ask that's in accordance with his will. Alistair Begg says, following Jesus' example, we can submit our desires to our Father's loving sovereignty As we trust God for the right thing in the right way, we can be confident that He will always give the right response. He reminds us we can never ask for something that's too big for God to do. We don't have, Scripture says, because we don't ask. And when we ask, we don't receive because we ask wrongly to spend it on our own passions. That's James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3.
It's me again, Lord. I need your touch. Won't you come?
You're listening to Mark and Friends on this first Thursday in May, which means it's the National Day of Prayer. There are many get-togethers going on throughout our entire listening area, whether it be early in the morning or at noontime or towards dinner time or beyond for a National Day of Prayer get-together in your local community there. In Springfield, today at noon at Crown Plaza, the Ruby Ballroom, the National Day of Prayer event will take place, and we'll actually be recording that event and taking the audio back to the studio and producing it up for a special on-air presentation for the National Day of Prayer this evening at 8 o'clock on the WLUJ family of stations. I wanted to pass that along to you. Also, if you're in the Springfield area or would like to come over to the Springfield area and join us at the WLUJ studios, 600 West Mason Street, we invite you to do so. Please put this date on your calendar, Saturday, May 21st. It's our second WLUJ open house with some food, fun, and fellowship. 50 gift bags will go to the first 50 folks, families coming through the door that day, and we just expect another great time, just as we had over at the brand new Great News Radio Studios in Marketplace Mall here just recently. What a great time that was with seeing and visiting with everybody and seeing and hearing the singing men of GNN. So again, the date that we hope to see you here at the WLUJ studios for the open house is Saturday, May 21st, anytime between 1 and 4.
Red is the color of the blood that flowed down the face of someone who loved us so. He's the perfect man, he's the Lord's own son, he's the Lamb of God, he's the only one that can give us life, that can make us grow, that can make the love between us flow.
Singer and songwriter Ann Wilson released her first full-length album titled My Jesus. The compilation of emotional declarations come from the young singer's experience with tragedy and how God's tangible presence got her through. She was raised in Lexington, Kentucky. Ann says she grew up in a Christian home, but she really didn't know the Lord until the seventh grade when a Bible teacher went to her school and explained the love of Jesus in a way that really resonated with her. Now, what she didn't know at the time was how soon she'd be depending on her relationship with God to carry her through that next season of her life. In 2017, her older brother Jacob passed away in a car accident at the age of 23. The tragedy of Jacob's death was devastating for Wilson and her family, but amid the heartache, they found comfort in Jesus. Ann says, instead of turning from him, we chose to walk closer to him through that very hard time.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is true. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let change your life. Hallelujah.
all my guilty. Who would care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Oh,
He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up.
Something to think about today. Instead of hoping for certain circumstances, how about hoping in the redemption of Jesus for life today? He will lead us. We don't have to figure it all out. If we walk out today in ways that honor God, He will lead us to beautiful tomorrows. Take that with you today and hope it'll be an encouragement to you. I'm Tim Nelson. Thank you for listening to Mark and Friends on this National Day of Prayer. And we invite you back with Pastor Jason and Mark in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends on this great news media station at 7:32 a.m. and then the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time. And of course, there's always an archive of past Mark and Friends programs available for you to listen to anytime online at greatnewsmedia.org, and then click on the Mark and Friends tab.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to fight. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. my strength is failing. The end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever. Never before, sing.